Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about. As you may remember, I was in Washington, D.C. earlier this week at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Small Business Summit, and I was up there with working with our buddy Giovanni Cortolo, one of our great Brain Trust members, and I've been part of that summit ever since the very first one, and so they asked me to continue to help them out, and I went up and moderated a panel on this, on the top things, the biggest mistakes that small business owners make. And when I say small business owners, I'm talking about you, and I'm talking about me. I'm a small business owner just like you, exactly like you. The absolute only thing different between you and me, between our businesses, is what we sell. We go to market with different stuff. But otherwise, I deal with everything you deal with. Employees, the government, vendors, banks, cash flow, profitability, survival, right? All that stuff. I'm just like you. And I'm trying to get better, too. And one of the ways I try to get better is to avoid some of these mistakes, all of which I've made, maybe many times. But I want to try to stop that. And one of the things, and as you know, and this came up in the event, but it's also one of the things, as you know, that I've been harping on, and I'm going to continue to harp on because I want us all to get better at this. And that's assuming the role of CEO of your business. And I'll just remind you what I've said many times before, but I just think I know it's got to be said over and over again, because the nature of our business is that it wants to pull us in, it wants to pull you and me as the owner, as the founder, as the ultimate decision maker, as the alpha member of our businesses. Our business wants to pull us into the trench. It wants to pull us down into the trench, into the trenches, hand-to-hand combat, in the management role. And you know what? It's just gravity. It's a natural thing, right? And sometimes, many times, a lot of the times, that's where we need to be. But we cannot grow our business. We cannot get it to the point where it can go to another level. We can't get better. I don't necessarily mean bigger. I don't mean going public. I don't mean, you know, going from 1 million to 100 million. But maybe just going from 1 million to 1.2 million, or from one employee to three employees. If you're gonna grow a little bit, if you're gonna get better and survive, you and I both have to find a way to resist that gravitational pull of the business, to be in the trenches, and to get ourselves up into an orbit. I like to think of it as an orbit. We're above the business. We're sort of watching it it's not dispassionate. But it's a little bit like that. You're sort of disconnected, you know, like when you have a dream and you imagine you're floating above yourself. You know, it's kind of like that. And so you're looking at it in a more objective way. You're not looking at it from a hand-to-hand combat way. And you're looking at it a little more objectively. You're seeing things a little differently. You know, just like when you fly in an airplane, the earth looks different than when you're on the ground, right? That's the perspective you get when you set yourself on a path to spend time as the CEO of your company. You look at it differently. You're away from it a little bit. And you literally, when I say orbit, it probably means that you get up and get out of the building. You go somewhere else. Maybe you go to an industry trade group convention. Or maybe you go talk to a peer owner in your industry in another city somewhere. Or whatever it may be. Maybe it's attending a round table, a mastermind group of some kind. It could be a lot of different things. It could just be you. It could be you showing up earlier than usual in the morning to spend an hour with before the phones ring, before things get tough, before the business starts trying to pull you in, before that gravity turns on. You're in the business an hour early or an hour late. Everything's quiet. I do it all the time. And you just sort of think about the business. And you say, and here's some things to think about. Say this to yourself. Write this down if you want to. I'm going to fire myself from these jobs. Write that down. I'm going to fire myself from these jobs. And then think about things that you do. Things about different tasks that you do, specific tasks that you do, that you, the company depends on you to perform. And then say, okay, who could I give any of these to? Find a way to fire yourself from some of those tasks and delegate them to someone else. So you're firing yourself from those tasks. And so when you do that, you say, wait a minute. If I don't have to do that, that means I've got time to do something else. And that something else is what you promote yourself to. And what you promote yourself to is what you've determined in that orbit that needs to be done. You see, the thing that you see that needs to get done when you're in that orbit, when you're looking at the business in a more dispassionate way, a little bit less hysterical than when you're the manager, your hair's not on fire, and you're looking at the business differently, and when you're thinking about that, wait a minute, I need to be focusing on this, or somebody needs to be focusing on this or that, or make this contact, or join this group, or read this book, or whatever. Promote yourself to those jobs that no one else can do, that only the CEO can do and should do. So fire yourself from jobs you don't have to do, and take that time and apply it to things that nobody else can do. And do this every year. If you can only do what I'm talking about once a year, then that's fine. If you can, do it as often as possible. Do it whenever the opportunity arises. It might happen. It might just happen all of a sudden that you say, wait a minute. This employee can take this on and give it to them. And they start doing something new. So think about it, folks. We all have to get better as CEOs. And I'm saying this to myself, not just to you. We all have to work on this. Hope you'll do that. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. More to come after these messages. My own, I wanna dream
lover, so I don't have to dream alone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.